Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is loving God wholeheartedly. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Loving God Wholeheartedly by Ann Peterson, read by Kelly Jane McLean. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Did you ever look for something you've lost? You're retracing your steps, trying hard to remember when you last saw the item, and yet you're coming up empty. Maybe it's because you're not really engaged, just going through the motions. Or how about when you're with someone and you're having a conversation? You are there with them, but not completely. And you think you're pulling it off till they ask you a question, and then you're forced to confess you weren't really listening. Or here's an even better example. You're on the phone with someone and they're explaining something to you in detail, when suddenly you interrupt and say, "Hey, listen to this," and you share something you saw on the internet. "Yes, I did this just today. And how did my brother feel?" Unimportant. There have been times when I'm reading the Bible, but when I get to the end of the passage, I don't remember what I've read. It's possible to do many things half-heartedly. Maybe that's why God tells us we're to trust Him with our whole hearts. Proverbs 3, verse 5. My Bible teacher had this gift I thought was rare. No matter who she was with, Lois made them feel as if they were the only one on earth. For that time we spent with her, we felt special, like we really mattered. Do you know what really helped me know how to be present? A sweet baby granddaughter who now lives in heaven. Olivia was born with a genetic disorder, trisomy 18. There would be so many things she would never do, according to the doctors. But in her short 14 months here on earth, she taught us the importance of being where we are. I learned if I wasn't present with Livy, I might miss something. In Psalm 139, David describes how fully God knows him. God knows our thoughts before we verbalize them. And not only does He know our thoughts, but He knows our every movement. God studies us. Which reminds me of when I first knew my husband. I hung on every word he said. Wow, that has somehow changed through the years. But God is always leaning in to hear even the words we whisper. This wonderful, loving Father, who doesn't want to miss a thing, just like me and Livy. No wonder, as parents and grandparents, we love those God gives us. He shows us how. God tells us we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10. I heard a speaker expound on this passage, saying that we are God's poem. That seeped deep into my heart since I am a poet. Actually, I'm a poem God knows by heart. David was called a man after God's own heart. Maybe because David sought the Lord with his whole heart. It's true, David made mistakes in his life, but when he did, he knew where to go, to God. Sometimes when we blow it, we don't go to God, we try to hide. And yet, eventually we realize there's no place we can hide from God. He is omnipresent. And even the dark won't hide us, because God is light, and there is no darkness in Him. 1 John 1:5. I love to walk. One of my favorite places to walk is in the cemetery by my house. I can walk there in the morning, and it feels like it's only me and God there. And sometimes, he'll even have a deer or two show up. I like seeing the dew on the morning grass, making it shine like diamonds. It's a time where I can't help but remember the old hymn, In the Garden. It's about walking with God, holding hands. I've walked in that cemetery for years. Through times when my heart was light and full of gratitude, other times when I tried to process still another loss. And each and every time, I never walked alone. He and I walked together. Sometimes I start out by just praying and letting him know what's on my heart. And often I will end up singing. It's funny, even on hard days when my heart has been burdened, I leave feeling lighter. Maybe I'm learning how to love God wholeheartedly. Intersecting faith and life. Yes, sometimes it may seem easier to love God with our whole hearts, but other times we get swallowed up in the circumstances surrounding us. And yet, even in those times when we offer him half our hearts, he is still attentive to us, ever patient, always loving. I'm so glad that we can read about David, who knew he was loved by God and knew the door to God was always open. Let's pray. Father, I pray for anyone who may be struggling today. Perhaps they feel distance from you and don't realize you are always there. The circumstances of their life are clouding their vision. Lord, draw them near to you. I pray this in your Son's precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Your biggest smile. God, with all you have to do, I've never heard you say, I'm sorry, but I'm busy now. Come back another day. You listen to my lengthy prayers, though others need you elsewhere. You always wear your biggest smile like I'm your only child. For further reading, read Psalm 139, 1 through 12. Listen to Nathan Peterson's song, Half of My Heart.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.